Good evening and welcome to tonight's Monroe City Council meeting. City Council meeting for Tuesday, June 27th. The time right now is 7 p.m. Ms. Sumo, please call the roll.
Certainly, council members present and establishing a quorum are Cuddaback, Hanford, Rasmussen, and Camp.
Thank you. And we had heard last week that Councilmember Scarborough and also Councilmember Gamble would not be here this evening. So let's let the record show that they are excused unless there's an objection. And we'll announce for the record when Councilmember Davis enters the chambers. Will everybody please stand and join me in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. First item that we have on our agenda this evening is a presentation. It's a recognition of service. This is for Detective Sergeant Cindy Chessy. Chief Windsor.
Okay, first of all, I'm not supposed to ad-lib, but I'm going to this time when good sergeant came in and told me that she was thinking about leaving. I've had other people come in and they tell me they're going to leave and or retire or go someplace, but when she told me what she was going to do after she retired and her next job, I just thought, this is perfect, you know. So I wish her absolutely the best. Tonight I have the distinct privilege of honoring Sergeant Cindy Chessy as she will be retiring at the end of this month after 25 years of service to the Monroe Police Department. She began her career with the department in 1992, was promoted to the rank of Sergeant July 19, 2001. Sergeant Chessy has continually impressed me by going above and beyond in her job, setting an example for all to follow, and showing strength in her work ethic and commitment to excellence. She's been a strong advocate for many of the community programs that the Monroe Police Department has been involved in. In 2007, she was selected to run in the final leg of the Special Olympics Law Enforcement Torch Run in China due to her extensive work in supporting Special Olympics. This year, she organized Coffee with a Cop, which has had two successful events so far. Sergeant Chessy started the Jamie Bindle Memorial Run, which she has overseen for the past 5 years. The money raised from this event goes to support Behind the Badge Foundation. Sergeant Chessy also served as the president of the Monroe Police Officers Association. This organization consists of Monroe Police Department employees who volunteer their time and money towards worthy causes. Sergeant Chessy was dedicated to emphasizing child safety and was able to obtain an ongoing grant for the Cribs for Kids program. This program provides free cribs to citizens who have children sleeping in unsafe conditions. She is also an influential voice on the child protection team, a multidisciplinary team that staffs some of the most difficult CPS cases in the state. Sergeant Chessy has served as a vital member of the Monroe Police Department and will be greatly missed. It is with great pride that I acknowledge Sergeant Chessy for her dedication, professionalism, and integrity in serving the and citizens of Monroe. And I would like to give you a chief's coin. You probably deserve many of those. So.
Thank you.
And Mayor Thomas, if you have something.
Council, why don't you come down and join me? Sergeant Chessy, it's been a pleasure having you with our police department. I got to meet you through Rotary, and I have appreciated all the work you've done for our community, and we should move this out of the way. It is a blessing to know that you're going to be moving on to be working with Food Bank also, and I really appreciate that community spirit that you have, and from our heart to yours, here's a key to the city.
Oh.
say thank you all, first and foremost, to my awesome family who have made sacrifices over the years. In fact, for Christmas, our plans did go off as planned because I got called out, and also to all of the people I work with at Monroe Police Department. I have worked with the best people on earth. They care about this community and their families and everybody in the city. So thank you very much.
If it pleases council, Chief Quinzer would like to go off to the police department. If it's okay with you, I'd like to go ahead and modify the agenda to move new business item number 2 to be the next item. And then we'll continue with presentations and announcements so that he can head over with his staff. Okay?
Sure.
Yes. All right. Please let the record show that Councilmember Davis entered chambers, and I'm sure he was out there in the lobby with everybody, so he came in about 7 o'clock. I'm going to go ahead and leave chambers for this particular item. This one, again, is new business item number 2. And this is AB 17-108, authorized Mayor Pro Tem to sign 2017 Evergreen State Fair Traffic Control Services Agreement. And Chief Quinzer will be presenting.
All right, let the record show that the mayor has left the room. Chief.
This is the same fair contract that we've had for the last 10 to 15 years. The amount of honor is $40,000. It is for our officers to provide traffic control at the 2 intersections on Highway 2.
Thanks, Chief. Councilmember Hanford.
Thank you. I move to authorize the Mayor Pro Tem to sign the General Services Agreement with Snohomish County for traffic control services during the 2017 Evergreen State Fair, and expressly authorize further minor revisions as deemed necessary or appropriate.
Second.
All right. First from Councilmember Hanford and second from Councilmember Kovac. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? Motion passes 5-0. Thank you.
Thanks, Chief.
Thanks, Chief.
All right.
Thank you. So we're going to go ahead and go on to presentations. Councilmember Hanford.
Your lights.
Oh, I made the motion. Sorry.
Okay, cool. Right, so we're going to go ahead and move on to announcements and presentation item number 2. This is proclamation for Parks and Recreation Month for July 2017. Whereas the Parks and Recreation programs are an integral part of communities throughout this country, including Monroe, Washington, and whereas our parks and recreation are vitally important to establishing and maintaining the quality of life in our communities, ensuring the health of all citizens, and contributing to the economic and environmental well-being of the community and region, and whereas parks and recreation programs build healthy, active communities that aid in the prevention of chronic disease, provide therapeutic recreation services for those who are mentally or physically disabled, and who also improve the mental and emotional health of all citizens, and whereas parks and recreation programs increase the community's economic prosperity through increased property values, expansion of the local tax base, increased tourism, the attraction and retention of businesses, and crime reduction. And Whereas parks and recreation areas are fundamental to the environmental well-being of our community, and whereas parks and natural recreation areas improve water quality, protect groundwater, prevent flooding, improve the quality of the air we breathe, provide vegetative buffers to development, and produce habitat for wildlife. And whereas our parks and natural recreation areas ensure the ecological beauty of our community and provide a place for children and adults to connect with nature and recreate outdoors. And whereas the U.S. House of Representatives has designated July as Parks and Recreation Month. And whereas the community recognizes the benefits derived from parks and recreation resources. Now, therefore, I, Jeffrey Thomas, recognize the month of July 2017 as Parks and Recreation Month in the city of Monroe, Washington, and encourage residents, businesses, and visitors to seek out City of Monroe Parks facilities and participate in recreational events. So, Mr. Farrell, come on up.
Steve Whalen, my board member, is also here.
Board Member Whalen, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for your staff very much. The second item we have is a proclamation for Speed Week 2017. Proclamation Speed Week 2017, whereas since 1954, the Evergreen Speedway at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Monroe, Washington, has been woven into the fabric of our community, providing a venue for drivers and enthusiasts to experience motorsport events and auto racing. And whereas the Evergreen Speedway includes grandstands, paved 5/8, 3/8, and 1/5 mile oval tracks, and a figure eight track, motocross, road courses, karting, and 1/8 mile drag strip. And whereas the Evergreen Speedway is Washington's only NASCAR home track, which is known as the Super Speedway of the West, and has been named one of NASCAR's top 10 short tracks in the country for the past 5 years. And whereas in 2017, the Evergreen Speedway celebrates Speed Week from July 17th through the 23rd, which features a number of racing and race-related events, including the Summer Showdown. And whereas the 2017 Summer Showdown, to be held July 20th through the 22nd, is the largest and richest NASCAR-sanctioned short track event in the country. And whereas the Summer Showdown not only attracts the top super late models in the Western United States, it also brings nationally acclaimed drivers from as far away as North Carolina, Texas, Georgia, and Florida. And whereas over 50 super late model drivers will be battling for the $25,000 first prize award, and over $125,000 will be distributed in total prize money. And whereas Speed51.com has named the Summer Showdown as one of the top 10 must-see short track races in the country in 2017, and Speedway Illustrated has named the Summer Showdown one of the top 10 bucket list short track events to attend in America. Now, therefore, I, Jeffrey Thomas, proclaim the week of July 17th through July 23rd as Speed Week, and encourage Monroe's residents and businesses to celebrate Monroe's racing history by attending the exciting events being held at the Evergreen Speedway. And we do have the Hobbses here today who operate the Speedway to receive the proclamation. Council, would you like to come down and join me for this one? Okay.
What? Cooperating.
The camera's not cooperating.
Okay.
Thank you very much. All right, the next item that we have on our agenda this evening is comments from citizens. This is a time set aside for members of the audience to speak to the City Council on any issue related to the City of Monroe, except any quasi-judicial matter that is subject to a public hearing. We do have a sign-in sheet. Has anybody signed it? Is there anybody that would like to come forward? Please come on forward and state your name for the record and your minutes.
Good evening, Mayor Thomas, members of the City Council. I'm Sean Palmer. I live in the Primelands with my daughter, Brooklyn.
In three of the four corners of our small city, we have a properly flown, properly illuminated American flag. And at Fylands Park, there is a POW MIA flag that accompanies the American flag there. As a veteran and as a patriotic member of the community, I appreciate that my city places a value on it. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is there anybody else who would like to come forward to speak to the City Council this evening?
Actually, no.
No? Okay.
I'll have to pull that for that.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for coming this evening. Is there anybody else who would like to come forward to speak to the City Council?
Hi, I'm Henry. Can you spell that? It's spelled with an I at the end. Fisher. I'm a facility chaplain at Monroe Correctional Complex, one of two. But I'm also a board member for a nonprofit ministry that provides great benefit to the prison and I think to the community, which is Matthew House. And Linda Paz is not only a dear friend of mine, it's a neighbor. And it's apparent to me that while she is a one-woman dynamo running that ministry, she's getting up in years and will not be able to move at the same speed forever. We have a house, Matthew House, which was built and completed just 2 years after the Washington State Reformatory, 1912. So it's in. The house is 105 years old this year. And clearly we're in need of a new facility. The reason I'm coming to tonight is Linda and I and my wife looked over a parcel of land that is north of Monroe Correctional Complex that's currently being unused. Years ago, before I even came to Monroe, DOC was interested in actually donating the parcel of land. And it's in that northern corner between Main Street and Twin Rivers Unit, if you know what I'm talking about, between Tester Road that goes to the high school and then the road that goes into. Be an ideal spot for a replacement facility. In addition, I'm aware that the school district would very much like the Matthew House property so they could expand their bus park. So my hope is, first and foremost, to get an endorsement from the Monroe City Council that this would be a benefit to the community so that I can make that appeal to the Department of Corrections, because it's their land, to reiterate what they offered, I don't know, over 10 years ago perhaps, which was to lease the land to Matthew House for 99 years at a dollar a year or something like that. And so we're just in the stage right now of kind of dreaming about this. But it's my goal as a facility chaplain, as a friend of Matthew House and board member, to get this project built before Linda Paz retires. And I would very much like to see that happen within the next 7 years when she will be about 75 years old. So this was a proposal that she gave to me. It was called New Vision 2008. And I just crossed out 2008 and put 2020. And I haven't done a lot of work on it, but what was written in 2008 still stands for the most part. There's a lot of tweaking. So I just wanted to give each member of the City Council a copy, not so much because I'm asking you to fund anything, but just to be aware of what our dream is. And consider writing Department of, I don't know how the staging would be, but you'd probably need to address the Secretary of Corrections to declare that this proposal was put to you, that we think it's a good idea. In the future, if they were open to that, then we'd need to go talk about things like how we get a bus stop, for example, maybe develop some access into the land. But I think that You know, we've looked at available land. There's, of course, land that's to the south of the...
Sir, I need to ask you to wrap up.
Okay.
If you'd like, you can go ahead and leave the material and
sure.
have staff collect some information and then forward that to council members so that either a resolution can be brought forward or the council members and the mayor can send individual emails. But we'll go ahead and pull some information together for council and put that together.
Great. Definitely. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.
I just want to thank you for your work, and Linda is a force to be reckoned with, and whatever I can do personally as an individual, I'd be happy to help.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Is there anybody else who would like to come forward to speak to the city council this evening? Okay, seeing none, we'll go ahead and move on to consent. Councilmember Rasmussen.
Motion to approve consent agenda.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion to approve the consent agenda from Councilmember Rasmussen. A second from Councilmember Davis. Any discussion on the motion?
Yes, please.
Councilmember Kent.
I'd like to pull number two.
For council.
Okay, so you're going to pull number two, which is AB 17-103, appointment of the 2017-18 Lodging Tax Advisory Board.
Yes.
Okay. Council members, you have left the consent agenda, item number one, and then three, four, and five. There's a motion on the table for those four items. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor of consent agenda items 1, 3, 4, and 5, say aye.
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 All opposed? Motion passes 5-0.
Thank you.
Councilmember Kemp, let's go ahead and move on to, for the record, I'll just read it in again. This is consent agenda item number 2, AB 17-103, appointment of the 2017-18 Lodging Tax Advisory Committee members. And the staff member for this is Ms. Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So basically what this is a request for a reappointment of three of our board members for the Lodging Tax Advisory Committee and an appointment of one of our hoteliers for the fourth position. There is a fifth position for a hotelier that is still vacant at this time. We have reached out to all five hotels in town to see if we could find some interest. Of course, we reached out to the incumbent to begin with, and quite frankly, I've emailed her, I've called her, I've stopped in, I sent her a letter, and I have not heard back from her that she is willing to be reappointed. So at this time, we are leaving that empty until such time as we can get some interest for that position. However, we would still have a quorum, and we are starting the 2018 cycle here beginning next month. So.
Okay, thank you. Councilmember Kemp, did you have anything?
No.
Okay, is there a motion or questions? Okay. Councilmember Cutterback.
I'll make a motion. Move to appoint Jeffrey Thomas, Mike Busey, Doug Hobbs, and Elmer Kim to the Lodging Tax Advisory Committee for the term July 1, 2017 through June 30th, 2018.
Second.
Yeah, first from Councilmember Cutterback, the second from Councilmember Rasmussen for the requested action in Agenda Bill number 17-103. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes. Abstain.
Abstain.
Okay. Thank you. Motion passes 4-0-1 with one abstention from Councilmember Camp.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next item on the agenda is new business item number one. This is AB 17-107, ordinance number 017-2017, amending MMC 18.70, marijuana-related uses for first reading. And Mr. Swanson will be reading this item.
Great. Thank you, Council Mayor. So on March 7, 2017, City Council adopted the emergency ordinance, essentially clarifying the prohibition of collective gardens. Our existing terminology didn't match with the state, and so the city moved forward to make that clarification. So after the emergency amendment took place, staff took it through its standard process of public hearings, notifying the Department of Commerce and running CEPA on the process. We didn't change anything from the emergency ordinance. It went through the Planning Commission. Planning Commission recommended approval and came back to Council. So it's gone through its official process with the public notice, public hearing, and CEPA review. And so at this time, staff would request that Council accept the first reading of ordinance number 17-2017.
Councilmember, any questions or a motion? Councilmember Davis.
Sure, I'll move to accept this first reading ordinance number 017 2017, amending Monroe Municipal Code, Chapter 18.70, marijuana related uses, replacing and updating the city's zoning prohibition upon medical marijuana collective gardens with a new prohibition on marijuana cooperatives in order to reflect current state law, setting forth legislative findings, providing for severability, and establishing an effective date.
Second. Yeah, first from Councilmember Davis, a second from Councilmember Camp for the requested action as listed in Agenda Bill number 17-107. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion passes 5-0. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. The next item on the agenda, again, just for the recording, the new business item number 2 has already been dispensed with earlier in the agenda. So now we're on the final action number 1. This is AB 17-109, ordinance number 015-2017, approving Worthington Heights rezone, final reading. And before Mr. Swanson begins, Mr. Mosley has the floor.
Yes, members of the council, just wanted to remind you what our city attorney did at the last reading, at the last first reading of this, and this is a quasi-judicial rezone application, and so I would just ask again, and I'm not going to go through the whole list that the city attorney did, but is there anyone who has any interest, any financial interest in this, or have had any ex parte communications about this, or have any relationship to this at all? Hearing none, thank you very much.
Okay. Mr. Swanson.
Great. Thank you again. So this was originally set for the consent agenda. You'll see I put some notes on here. I requested it be pulled from the consent agenda and go back to council for the second reading because staff inadvertently omitted public testimony in the staff report and at the time of testimony from staff testimony. And so that was 100% on me for that mistake. So I requested to be pulled from the consent agenda so we have time to review and discuss the public comments. The public comments were generally what Councilmember Scarborough brought up regarding the impacts of the surrounding community. Same thing at planning that I said at Planning Commission was discussed. I think Councilmember Gamble brought it up, where these are generally policy issues as opposed to permit issues that that we either need to address or we're addressing growth to comply with the our comprehensive plan and growth management act. And with that, I request to move to adopt ordinance number 15-07-017.
Thank you. Council members, any question or motion? Okay, everybody at once all of a sudden. Council member Cutterback.
Okay, as I said last week, I'm going to make a motion. It meets the comp plan, meets CEPA, intent of the Municipal Code and the Growth Management Act. So I'm going to go ahead and make a motion to adopt ordinance number 015-2017, amending the City of Monroe zoning map to change the designation of the Worthington Heights project area from urban residential 9600, UR 9600, to residential 4 dwellings per acre, R4, setting forth supportive findings, providing for severability, and establishing an effective date.
Second. Yeah, a motion from Councilmember Cutterback, a second from Councilmember Hanford for the requested action as identified, as written in Agenda Bill number 17-109. Discussion on the motion. Councilmember Hanford.
No.
Okay. All right, is there any other discussion on the motion? All right, seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Abstentions? Motion passes 5-0. Thank you. Next item on the agenda, we are now at Councilmember Reports. Councilmember Camp.
Nothing really. One apology to Brad and his radio crew. I did not make it out there this weekend. I apologize. I got really busy with something else. To everybody in the city and everywhere, have a happy and safe 4th coming up. And to my colleagues at the same committee. And that's it.
Thank you, Councilmember. Councilmember Davis.
I have nothing. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilmember Rasmussen.
All right, final report of the year for Tri Monroe, I guess.
Yep.
So, Tri Monroe was last Saturday. Just another very successful event coming to our community. Roughly 250 athletes from across the states and beyond. I think I counted at least 5 different countries represented here in Monroe, U.S., Canada, of course, being 2 of them, Chile and Costa Rica and Great Britain were the others that I noticed at least. So it was just a phenomenal event. Weather was great. Athletes opened it up and got aggressive and super competitive, which was always fun to watch. I got to give huge, huge kudos to Brad and Mike. For a big scale event like this that requires so many personnel and so many logistics, these departments just have it down. And the ham radio, several of those volunteers were brought over and incorporated into the festivities and helped support the volunteers with this event. In fact, one of the ham radio volunteers was following me around, recording the volunteers, and I think the guy had at least 3 or 4 radios on him. And he could tell me everything I needed to know about each and every one of them and connecting them and whatnot. So it was just very, very cool to see everything just completely come together. And with Public Works and Parks, those teams have got this down. It's just incredible to watch. And after the last person crossed the finish line, I think it was about a half hour later, you would never known that there was a triathlon there earlier in the day. So it was amazing. So good job, gentlemen. Really appreciate it. And I very much look forward to next year having him back.
Councilmember Hanford.
Thank you. Yes, unfortunately I was not able to attend the triathlon, but I was there for a birthday party right after the triathlon ended, and so I got to witness Councilor Rasmussen and the parks team cleaning up, and they did a great job and very efficient. And he's right, the place was spick and span, beautiful. So, great job.
Thank you, Councilor. That's what we're going
to. I hope everyone has a happy 4th, and I want to thank Sean Palmer, Mr. Palmer, and Brooklyn. You should be proud of your dad for coming down here and for your service to our country, and then taking the time to come down here and say some positive comments. So appreciate that.
Thank you.
That's it.
Thank you. So up to staff, we have a finance update. Ms. Asser.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So, Council, in your packets, you would see my ever-growing staff report. We are getting to that part of the year where it's easier to start seeing trends. And, of course, when I see things that are looking a little off-key with regards to straight-line trending, I want to dig into it to see why. And so you will notice that there is a new look to the monthly report that you are getting, where when I see items that I think need to come to your attention, I put a little comment box on there for you so you know that the mayor and I are definitely looking at these and keeping an eye on things. So again, not finding anything of concern at this point of the year. There was one error I had on the second page, and that had to do with lodging taxes. And for those with the eagle eyes, you would have caught this from the new lodging tax report that's in the packet as well. I did mention that using the weighted average, similar to what I talked about last month with sales taxes, that lodging taxes are ahead of what is expected for budget, but I mentioned it was ahead by around $1,100. That was just actually the overage for May. I picked up the wrong number. We're actually over $2,600 ahead of what we would be expecting on our weighted budget. So that's good news for lodging taxes, especially as we're going to be starting the funding round here shortly. So with that, of course, anytime you guys have any questions or if you think there's an area that I didn't highlight that we should, please don't hesitate to let me know. The sales tax report, that too has evolved. On the third page, there is a new graph that I've included in your packet that does now start isolating out the sales taxes associated with construction. A lot of that is considered one-time money coming into town, even though it has been picking up every year. And we do anticipate construction happening for quite a while. You guys just approved additional plaques, you know, so we don't anticipate it slowing down. But of course, once the house is built, that sales tax is no longer coming in. So that's why we consider it one-time revenue. That's why we think it's important to isolate that out from all the other ongoing revenue that we have coming into town. So with that, using that, actual construction without the, or actual sales tax without the construction is listed on there for you at around at a little over 1.7 million. If we were using the budget, the weighted budget, we would be expecting around 1.87 million. So it is a little behind. Of course, we didn't isolate out the construction in the past. That is something that the mayor and I are talking about that we want to look at for the 2018 budget. So we make sure that we really are using ongoing revenues for our ongoing expenses. And then I already mentioned the lodging tax report that we have included. One of the things that we found very interesting with this report is there is a definite trend when you look at it graphically of when the lodging taxes come in. Just like with our sales taxes, they are on a two-month lag. So when you look at when it starts picking up, that is about the time that the speedway started. And then, of course, we have the fair that comes in. So I think it was very appropriate tonight that we did the proclamation for the speed week. So anyhow, that shows you that even though it does, from a straight line perspective, it doesn't look like there's a lot that has come in yet, we know the bulk of it is going to be coming in towards the end of the year. The other thing that we did, finance did host their passport day on June 10th. Unfortunately, our timing was bad. We were competing with Touch a Truck. And apparently, we are not as fun as Touch a Truck. So we didn't get as many people as we hoped, but we were still relatively busy. We had 36 new passports come in on Saturday alone, and the folks that did come in to get their passports that day were extremely grateful that the city of Monroe was willing to do that on a Saturday. So, with that, if there's any questions, Mr. Mayor.
Councilmember, do you have any questions? Councilmember Kutabak.
In the REIT, you know, it's ahead by 419,000 year to date, so that seems pretty substantial. It's 82% of the budget right now, about halfway through the year, I guess. Do you think, I mean, is that looking like it will end the year over? I mean, what do you kind of project for that?
I do think it's going to end the year significantly over. How much yet we're still trying to isolate. We saw a pretty significant spike. An outlier type spike,
right,
in the 1 month. So that tells me that there was a large piece of parcel that sold out there, mm-hmm. or it could have been a large warehouse or something. We just don't have the details on that.
Okay.
But in looking at the remainder of the months, we are still ahead,
right,
of what was expected. Again, those are one-time type revenues, but they are restricted as to how we can spend them.
Right.
So, but we are keeping an eye on that.
Okay. And then I really appreciate how you have taken out the one-time construction sales tax revenue and kind of are looking at isolating that so we can look at how sales tax revenue for the rest of the city is going. And then also, I really appreciate how you're showing budget versus actual, because that's what we were missing before. Is we didn't have that, we had the actual, but we didn't know how it was doing compared to budget. So we'd have to constantly ask that. So I appreciate that.
Thank you, Councilmember. Thank you, Ms. Esser. So we'll go ahead and go through staff. Mr. Worthen.
Present site.
Okay. Mr. Farrell.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. As Councilmember Rasmussen mentioned, Trevor and Pratt went really well, great weather. Little started getting warm as the day was going by, and so then we had kind of heat related type things, but nothing serious really, so really went well. And yes, it's very organized, been doing this since the 7th year, and it's just a great opportunity for our city to shine to the rest of the country and the world, because as people are coming in, there were probably close to about 1,000 people in the park, and we figured the athletes, their families, their coaches, and then just people coming into the park. We had a lot of spectators, people in the skate park, playground, and all this other stuff too at the beach. The event went really well, and it was just yeah, I'm really proud of all the city staff and all the volunteers that made it a success. Just some upcoming things, since there's a meeting next week, well, tomorrow, farmers markets start at 3-7 p.m. at Lake Tide Park, so we're excited about that. And then a week from Friday is the first of the four Music in the Park events, and those start at 7 p.m. at Lake Tide Park, and we'll be using that new stage in the park as well. And the first band up on July 7th is Aaron Crawford, and all the rest of the bands you can find out in the brochure and website and whatnot. That's Music in the Park series, it's a partnership with the Chamber of Commerce, so we're, you know, again, happy to work with them. And last, I want you to be aware that we did have to remove a spinning seat, or one of the fun pieces of the playground at Lakeside Park. There's a manufacturer's defect in the piece, so we removed it. We ordered a new piece, it's covered under warranty, and I just saw it in the other room, so we'll get our crew to read and get it back in service. Yeah, that's all I have for you.
Thank you. Councilmember Camp.
Thank you. This is the hanging seat.
Spinning. No, that's still good.
Okay, so the competition is
the tri runner is still working fine. It's the one you sit in and you spin.
Yeah, right. The one that has the line
that sits out the chip and chips. It has a back to it. Yeah.
Okay, but not the one that hangs down with the kids stay on that.
Okay.
It's still on.
My money's on Hanford.
You better practice.
Yeah. Anything else, Mr. Farrell? All right, I'll go back to Ms. Haley.
Nothing
tonight. Okay. Mr. Swanson?
Just one thing. About 4 months ago, staff presented the critical areas ordinance in front of council, and at the time there were some issues the Department of Ecology had raised. I just finished working with Ecology and got their temporary approval, so we should be expecting some sort of letter saying everything meets it, or it may just be the email. And so because of the changes we had to make in order to comply with Ecology, it's going to go back through another public hearing with Planning Commission, and then it'll be brought before City Council.
Any questions for Mr. Swanson? Ms. Hassard, anything further?
Nothing else tonight.
Mr. Feilberg?
Nothing tonight.
Okay. Come up to Mr. Moses.
Just wanted to review the remind council that we don't have a meeting next Tuesday, 4th of July. And so our next meeting will be on the 11th. There'll be a presentation at YMCA board regarding funding request. I had a conversation with YMCA members last week about this, and so they will be, they've got a slide presentation to provide for the council. We do have three items of new business. Well, one's tentative. And one is coming from the Legislative Committee on the proposed council rule change procedure, adding a agenda approval process to the agenda, to the council's agenda, and then authorizing the mayor to sign a temporary agreement for tree removal on city property, and tentatively authorizing the mayor to sign for services for park master plan. Mike, do you anticipate that coming forward, or?
Yeah, we hope to bring it forward on the 11th. If not, it will be moved to the following week.
Okay, thank you. And there is a discussion item. The last council meeting, I think it was council member Hanford, who requested the staff prepare some information about what our current policies are related to affordable housing. And Mr. Swanson and I have been working on that, and we will have that report for you on July the 11th, what the current policies are related to, that's in the comp plan related to affordable housing. We're not drawing any conclusions, just providing you with the information on what's currently there.
Thank you.
And then also having the final action on having Mayor Pro Tem sign Railroad Crossing Southwest Extension project contract. I can't recall, Liz, did we ask for green light on the 7th, 11th, or the 18th? We're expecting that the legislature will have concluded its work in early July, either on the 11th or the 18th, we'll have a report from our lobbyist on the conclusion of that work. And that's it, Mayor.
Thank you. As for me, Councilmember Cutback.
Oh, I will be absent July 11th. I'll be on vacation.
Okay. Thank you. Is anybody else knowing that they're going to be out? Anything on the calendar?
I've learned this. So.
Okay, sounds good. Councilmember Camp.
Thank you. I just realized something. So when is Night Out Against Crime?
August 1st.
Is the first? Okay, I may not be here, but I'll have to check.
So you're conceding the contest?
I am not conceding the contest. I will set a proxy.
It's off.
I'll come back. I will fly back just for that.
It's all right. Anything for the council? All right, so from Monroe this week, we have the pleasure of introducing Ms. Knight to the staff on Thursday last week. So she came and said hi and then did a little great meet and greet. We also started the process of sort of a little bit of transitioning on Thursday also with me and with Mr. Mosley and Ms. Knight. I also had a copy of the mayor on Saturday morning and had a number of people come by, talked a bit about some items in the downtown and some other items. And then also last week I signed a letter going to the DOT about 191st Avenue. The staff has determined that if we can change the classification of 191st from a local access to a minor collector, that not only will it meet the definition of what the street is actually going to be doing, but it'll also allow us to apply for grant funds, make us more competitive for those. So that's gone out, and we're still waiting for DOT to get back to us on a request, but we understand that there's a good shot we'll hear from them. Was it August?
They told us eight weeks, and the 7th of June, so that's the 7th of August.
7th of August, yes. So we're tracking that, and we'll be in touch with our legislators if that does not occur. So. All right, I think that's all that I have this evening. There is no other business needed. Is there a motion to adjourn? Councilmember Rasmussen.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. We have a motion to adjourn from Councilmember Rasmussen, a second from Councilmember Davis. Any discussion on the motion? Say no. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? Motion passes 5-0. Thank you very much. Have a great evening. I have